Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And here I am. And we're back on the air here. I thought I had a little more time. Sorry about that. All righty. So, little side note. The U.S. government has just announced that the aging U.S. nuclear arsenal is slated for modernization. We have all these bombs have been sitting around, and, you know, they age. And the fissionables inside decay. And so we've got to clean them up, put a new paint job on them. $350 billion to modernize the nuclear arsenal. $350 billion in a country where teachers are being laid off and schools are being closed. Alrighty. Meanwhile, Leon Panetta is out there screaming that military leaders must help stem suicides. Because after all, we're spending too much money to train those kids to fight Israel's wars to let them kill themselves over a little thing like a moral conscience here. Going to go to the phones. Lisa in Texas. Lisa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hey, I want to thank you very much for an article that was on your site. I've made a lot of use of it on blogs. The one that regards Israeli hate speech, that was just an astounding compendium of Israel in their own words. And I think it's important for people to read that and then cut and paste on blogs, comment sites, because, you know, the easiest way to convict a criminal is in their own words. And
yes,
I had read a lot of those before. I'd read many of those quotes before, but I had not read others. And it's just powerful. It's powerful. If anyone thinks Israel is going to stop doing what it's doing, they are wrong. They're never, as long as they exist, they're never going to stop, because their agenda is violence continually.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they
Israel
said it themselves. Yeah,
see, here's the core problem. The Israel is not able to maintain control over its own population without convincing them they're constantly under threat from the Muslims, from the anti-Semites, from the Nazis. If you actually look at life in Israel right now, all of the money that's been pouring into Israel is concentrated at the very, very top, just like here in the United States of America. There are protests taking place in Israel now over austerity and high taxes. So they're very unhappy with the government. And when a government is basically there to loot the people, the only way they can keep the people under control is to keep them afraid of an outside enemy around which they have to unite. And that's same thing we're seeing here in the United States of America. They're trying to start wars anywhere. Now they're trying to ramp up a war with China. So we'll all salute the flag and forget all about the abuses of the Federal Reserve and intrusions into our privacy, and we'll go back to accepting those naked scanners at the airport, even though they've now been kicked out of Europe because they can't pass any kind of safety checks over there. So, yeah, and that's why Israel's entire existence is always about making an enemy of a neighbor, and getting the Israeli people to put up with the oppressions and the lowered lifestyle there, you know, because we're under threat, we're under danger, and Israel cannot survive a time of peace. It will fall apart almost immediately.
Right. You know, can I ask you a question? I was listening to another show I never listened to before over the weekend on RBN, and I read this what this man said. I've read something similar in another, I don't know where, somewhere else on the internet. Basically, this host said, well, don't you know that they have satellite images now that are confirming that, you know, Iran is going to have these nuclear bombs, four of them, ready in a month. And I thought,
yeah,
oh, well,
like Iran has
Iran
them out on its table in the open saying, see, wave to the satellite. I'll tell you when we come back from these commercials.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just a reminder for those of you just tuning into the show right now, we're in hour number 2 of our program because today is the day that started our program in its new schedule, which is 1 hour earlier. So this is the start of hour number 2. Now, getting back here to Lisa in Texas, the issue that they're trying to wave around as proof that Iran is up to no good centers on a facility called Parchin. Now, the IAEA has been in there many times, and there appears to be a facility for conducting tests involving high explosives shaped to create intense pressures. Now, the claim is this is work leading to the development of a plutonium bomb, but high explosives have other industrial applications. And the gentleman who is in charge of this facility, his background is in the creation of nanodiamonds using high explosives. And nanodiamonds are something that have a tremendous industrial application. And, you know, it's cheaper to simply create them using this explosive technology than to go out and mine and harvest them, especially with all the labor unrest that we're seeing down in South Africa, where much of the world's diamonds continue to come from. So the IAEA has inspected, and they've seen this thing very, very many times before. But as part of the run-up to this latest attempt to sell us a war on Israel's enemies, satellites showed that some of the buildings at Parchin were covered with these bright pink tarps. And so they're saying, oh, they're engaged in cleanup. They're cleaning up evidence of nuclear weapons development. Well, if you're going to clean up evidence of nuclear weapons development, you don't cover your building with a bright pink tarp so the satellites are going to see it. Okay. It looks to me like maybe they're fumigating for termites or something like that, which is as much a problem in Iran as it is here in the United States of America. But that's it. They're grabbing anything that they can find that they can spin as being suspicious behavior on the part of Iran. And the IAEA, since Mohammed al-Baradei left it, the IAEA has unfortunately become highly politicized, and they're out there basically echoing Israel's rumors and innuendo, and yet when they issue their actual report, it never supports the public pronouncements. You know, the last report by the IAEA said they still have not seen any diversion of nuclear materials into weapons development, and in point of fact, Iran's stockpile of highly enriched uranium, and by that they mean 20%, which you can't use for a bomb, Iran is starting to draw that down and use it for industrial purposes. One of the things Iran is getting ready to do is to build a fleet of cargo ships and tankers that are powered with nuclear power plants. So they're not burning up carbon-based fuels, and they're going to be more efficient and economical. Obviously, that kind of fleet of cargo ships and tankers will be serious economic competition for all of the other tanker and cargo ship fleets in the rest of the world. So that's another reason why everybody wants to destroy Iran.
Yeah, well, you know, Michael, even if they did or do develop a nuclear bomb, you know, I never thought I'd say this, but I think that's their right. I mean, Israel has a whole slew of them, and you know, it's who is Israel to say that Iran cannot have a nuclear bomb? Who are we to say it? We're the only ones that have used it, or I think.
Yes, we are.
You know, I mean, it's just the hypocrisy is just mind-blowing, and I'm tired of it.
It is, and that's another reason why all these people are angry in all of these invaded nations. They understand the U.S. is always screaming, we've got to save the world from weapons of mass destruction, except, of course, the ones held by Israel and the United States. The issue with Iran having a nuclear weapon isn't one of the Iran attacking the U.S. or Israel, because they wouldn't do anything that's stupid. What a nuclear weapon in the hands of Iran would do was deter the United States and Israel from attacking Iran, which we were always told back in the 1950s the reason for this gigantic nuclear arsenal the U.S. was building was to deter attack by other countries. Well, Israel wants to maintain the ability and the right to attack its neighbors with impunity anytime it feels like it. And a nuclear weapon in the hands of any of these other Muslim nations means all of a sudden they're off limits. You can't attack Iran without seeing a major city in Israel evaporate in a blinding flash of light. And if you look at how small Israel actually is, you know, just one nuclear bomb is going to cause a lot of damage. You know, if it's targeted on Tel Aviv or on Israel's own nuclear storage site, which is visible in Google Earth, by the way, you can track that down. And so that's the real issue as far as a nuclear weapon is concerned. But beyond that has to do with nuclear exports, peaceful nuclear exports, or in the case of Israel and South Africa, not so peaceful nuclear exports. Right now, Israel enjoys a monopoly for products like medical isotopes, industrial destaticers, architectural x-ray systems based on gamma ray sources, and all the rest of that stuff. And because they've got a monopoly, they can charge high prices for this. If Iran starts exporting competitive, peaceful nuclear products, which it has the right to do under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, then competition will drive the prices down, and Israel won't make the profits they're used to making. So that's another reason that's why Israel's demand isn't that Iran prove it doesn't have nuclear weapons. Israel's demand is Iran shuts down all of its nuclear technology completely, because it's a business competition.
Right. But do you really think? I mean, I know he's crazy and desperate, but do you honestly think that Israel would go ahead and attack Iran when Syria and Lebanon are still fairly up and running? I know Syria is very distracted right now, but you know, that's a very important piece of the puzzle. I wonder what you think about that.
Well, I think for the most part, I think that Israel is bluffing about an attack on Iran without U.S. assistance. But given how desperate Netanyahu seems to be to get this war going ahead of the October elections in Israel, he might go ahead and do it. After all, they did it in Iraq. They did it in Syria. They have a habit of being very, very reckless, what's called the mad dog approach to their foreign policy, to act constantly so crazy nobody will ever mess with them. The problem for the United States of America is going to be, because if Israel goes ahead and bombs Iran, I'm sorry, I really don't care all that much about it. The problem is that Israel is going to attack Iran, Iran will counterattack, and Israel will come to the United States government and say, you need to send your kids there to stop the Iranian bullets from reaching the Israeli kids, and the U.S. will agree to it. That's the problem.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your analysis.
All right. Well, thank you very much. All righty. Moving right along. I do want to talk about what's going over there in China. Now, all of this began with some islands in the ocean between Japan and China, and both countries have claimed them for many, many years. This has been something that's been around for a very, very long time. And they're little tiny islands. They really aren't worth very much. There are some fishing grounds around those islands in the shallows that are a source of food. And then all of a sudden, Japan and China are all up in arms regarding who exactly owns these islands. And it looks like a reason to start a war. Now, remember, Japan and the United States are very much tied together. And Japan may be going out to try and provoke an attack, provoke a war with China for the U.S. to come in on. Because at this point, our government is so desperate for a new war to distract everybody from the Federal Reserve and the collapsing economy and all of the rest of that. War with anybody will work, and that includes China. And there's also another advantage. If the U.S. goes to war with China, they'll simply say, we don't owe China all of those billions and billions and trillions of dollars we've been borrowing for the last couple of decades. It's all zeroed out. The balance sheet is back in the black. We're going to erase all that red ink on the Chinese balance sheet with the red blood of our children. Now, the situation is getting so tense. There have been anti-Japan demonstrations in China, which may be just as phony as the anti-American demonstration in Cairo and Libya, bought and paid for by agent provocateurs. But Japanese companies are shutting down their operations inside China, out of concern for their safety and the safety of their people. They're closing their doors and bringing the work back to Japan. Good for the Japanese worker. I wish American companies would be doing the same. So far, they aren't. Now, as of right now, in what is a very interesting political ploy, 1,000 Chinese fishing boats, not warships, fishing boats, are on the way to those disputed islands to start fishing. And this is going to make it very, very ugly if the Japanese warships start shooting civilian fishing ships. So this is a very, very clever political move on China's part. It's going to make it look like Japan and the U.S. are in the wrong on this, which I think they already are. Meanwhile, the United States is already announcing, you know, they're going to send missile defense systems to Japan to increase their protection against a possible Chinese attack. And a reminder that the 1960 Mutual Defense Treaty with Japan does cover these islands. So the U.S. is basically saying we're willing to start a war with China over these islands. Well, it's not over the islands. It's over the fact that China has created a new international trade currency founded on gold, and they're selling their oil for the yuan. This is an attack on the U.S. economic system. It's an attack on the private central bank. It's an attack on the petrodollars. That's what this is all about. All these wars, they all come back to money. And remember, I've been saying this all along. Prior to the invention of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. Now we're on the verge of big mistake number three. Technically, we're already into World War III. I'm sure future history is going to look back and say, yeah, this was the run-up to it. All they're missing is that really big bang where everybody says, yes, it's total war. We're going to go out and we're going to erase all those bad debts with bad ammunition here. So it's very, very tense over there. Now, there was a big hue and cry over that Japanese ambassador in China who was found dead in the streets near his residence. China has now said he had ongoing medical conditions. The death had nothing to do with any anti-Japanese demonstrations. It was natural causes. So that little piece of propaganda has gone away. Going to take a break for commercials. Be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at this article over in the Wall Street Journal. Syrian jets hit Lebanese territory. Missiles fired by Syrian warplanes hit Lebanese territory Monday on one of the most serious cross-border violations since Syria's crisis began 18 months ago. All right. Well, you know, I have a caution about that. Why would Syria do something that stupid that is going to make it look like the bad guy in the eyes of the world? And my second question, given the attack on the USS Liberty, how do we know these are not Israeli planes painted with Syrian markings? Because Israel certainly wants the whole region to explode into a major regional war that would suck in the United States of America. It makes far more sense these are Israeli planes with Syrian markings than that Assad would eat, stretched already thin dealing with this hired mercenary army that he's going to start spending munitions and resources and fuel flying into Lebanon for a strike there. There's no motive for Assad to be attacking Lebanon right now, but there is certainly a motive for Israel. Certainly a motive for Israel to fake a Syrian attack against Lebanon by way of deception, so forth and so on here. All righty, Claire is just telling me now, apparently 4,000 Marines are on their way to the Middle East. So they're ramping this thing up. They're going to push this war on you whether you want it or not. And this is a reminder of something I said many, many years ago. If we do not choose to fight against these war hawks now, we will soon have no choice but to fight for them from now on. Israel wants this war. The Federal Reserve wants this war. The bankers want this war. Nobody else wants it. But by golly, they're going to have a war, and you're just going to have to die in it like the loyal American you are. You might as well just get used to that idea. It's time for big mistake number three, to obscure the fact that private central banking is an inherently unstable system that sooner or later must collapse. So we're going to cover the collapse with a new war. Force everybody to borrow more money. Just absolutely amazing, amazing stuff. All righty, moving right along. Mass protest in Spain against their authoritarian austerity programs. The same message is going out all across Europe and the West because of the blessings of private central banking. You must pay more so that we can have more. You must live with less so that we can have more. You must pay higher taxes and don't expect anything back from the government. High taxes, poor roads, poor schools, poor hospitals, poor bridges. That's the new reality under the new world order. Isn't it all wonderful? All righty, let's see. It looks like we've got another caller on the line, but I'm not sure. Is somebody named Lester on the line right now?
Yeah.
Hello. Yes, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. I know Stat Miller would have Tex Mars as a host if he could. Reading from his latest website here, it says, quote, 16 U.S. intelligence agencies, the Pentagon, U.S. President Obama tell the Jews no. I guess they got together and put together an 80-page report, these U.S. intelligence agency. I'm wondering why I haven't heard anybody else talk about this report. Tex Mars is pretty solid reporter.
Well, we reported on that, I think, about a week and a half ago.
Really?
We reported on that a week and a half ago. And that's why I say the only people who want this war is, you know, Israel and the bankers and Israel's slaves in the high levels of the American government. But even the U.S. intelligence agencies say this is a bad idea and there's no justification for it. And the U.S. government is so totally enslaved to Israel, they're not even listening to their own people any longer, whether it's the chief of the Joint Chiefs or their own intelligence agencies or their own Secretary of Defense. They're not listening. They have been given their orders by Tel Aviv to get this war going, to throw America's babies onto the bayonets of the Iranians, and look how hard they're trying to do it with this stupid video, the staged riots, and now that's flashed out of control, and they're trying to cover their they're trying to do damage control by insisting none of this has anything to do with American foreign policy.
Okay.
They're almost totally reactive right now, as a matter of fact.
Power of Prophecy website, Tex Mars. Carry on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for the call. Okay, Art. Aloha, Art. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going, man? A little off topic here. Not bashing Israel at this point. Something I recently discovered last Friday, and I got my researcher on it. I happen to be married to the best researcher in the world, in my opinion. She used to do legal research years ago in her career, so I trust her research implicitly. And
okay, we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm sorry to cut you off, but we got to take a break with some commercials, and we'd like you to pick up on that story when we come back from these words from our sponsors, which should be happening here. 3, 2, 1, we have liftoff for commerce. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA. 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really
happened? Aloha, America. Welcome to the show. We're talking with Art about something going on up in Oregon involving teenagers. Art, would you pick up from here?
Absolutely. I believe I sent you an email, last night on this. And this has to do with our teenagers. And we know that at the age of 16, with mom and dad's consent, you can get a driver's license. You can join the military if you're underage, if you get your parents' consent and you've got a high school degree and you know, just so many other things. You got to wait till you're 21 to drink and 18 to vote. And, you know, there's all these landmarks for our teenagers, which I think is a wonderful thing. But now the new step into adulthood is the ability for 15-year-olds, and you can research if you just go to those links I posted in the chat room there, and you can actually see for yourself the consent form, which allows a 15-year-old boy or girl to sign up to be sterilized. We're talking full sterilization here without the parents' consent. Now, I find this very disturbing because what 15-year-old has the mental capacity, the wisdom and knowledge to make that kind of determination that they're never, ever, ever going to want to be a mommy or a daddy and make the decision for their future spouse at the same time? This is absolute pure evil and insanity.
I agree, absolutely. I can't imagine a lot of girls will sign up for that, but 15-year-old boys who are just discovering how much fun sex is and they don't want to get their girlfriends pregnant, yeah, they'll sign up for it just as quickly as they possibly can. And again, this is something that really should be, you know, under the control of the parents, at least, not the state.
Well, you know, Mike, here's the thing. We as parents, we have got to step up. All I can say is thank God my children are grown, and I tried my damnedest to teach them the best I could, to teach mm-hmm. them how to think for themselves. And, you know, here we have a situation where we have a problem with teen pregnancy. Well, here's the solution, boys and girls. Just get sterilized at the age of 15. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. What this says to me is this is a way to allow our children to become even more promiscuous, and there goes STDs on the rise, if you follow what I'm saying.
Well, I'm waiting to see what the various religious entities are going to think about this. You know, are they going to view it as birth control and therefore a sin? You know, because the kids are going to be too busy having fun over at the drive-in movie to show up at church on Sunday morning. This is going to kick off a major, major firestorm. And, I agree. This is, the state has nothing to do with this. This is intruding into people's personal lives to an unprecedented degree. And, it's another way of letting the kids sort of, you know, go off and make decisions without their parents' guidance. And I'm not saying that the children ought to be slave to their parents, but you know, there's an advantage to having some of us old people around. We've already made most of the really stupid mistakes. And our obligation to the younger generation isn't to tell them how to behave and how to act and what to do, but to say, look, you can do this if you want, but this kind of stupid behavior can lead to, and then you say, yeah, you know, I got in, I got out, I've seen a lot of people who didn't. That's the whole point of the parent-child relationship, is the parents have already seen all the mistakes, they know the government is untrustworthy, they know the TV advertisers are lying. That is wisdom they need to share with their children so their children can grow up to make good decisions. And between forcing women into the workplace with the 90s feminism, this whole idea where the state schools and TV and media are now the dominant control of a person's development, and now this idea that they can go out and do these kind of decisions on their own at the age of 15, it's just a way of severing the younger generation from the accumulated wisdom of the older generation in order that the younger generation be more easily controlled and sent out to fight wars and the rest of it. So, yeah, I see that as a major danger sign.
Yeah, and one other thing, and I'll dip on out and let you continue on. When I first heard about this, I got my wife on this to research, and she came back with the information. And anyone, my email is art, A-R-T, LaForest, L-E-F-O-R-E-S-T. If you want the email that my wife has put together on this, just email me and put Save Our Children in the subject line, and I will send you all the information, and you can check this out for yourself. But as I was reading about this and learning more, I couldn't help but go back to 2010 in February at the TED convention when Bill Gates was talking about doing such a really good job with vaccines and reproductive care to reduce the world's population. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, well, when he talked about vaccines, well, that's sterilization through vaccine. That was easy to figure out. But when he said reproductive care, the only thing I thought about was abortion. I had no idea that they would go this far. Anyway, Mike, great show. Thanks a lot. I'm out.
All right. Well, a lot of the stuff coming out of the Gates Foundation is less from Bill Gates himself and more from his wife, Melinda, who basically married into the money. Let's be honest about it. And now she thinks having that money allows her to go out and make decisions for the rest of the humans on planet Earth. She strikes me as a lot like that woman down in Australia, the world's richest woman. She inherited $30 billion. And now she's going around telling everybody that they should be happy to live on $2 a day jobs to save the economy. And having a lot of money does not give you any special ability or insight or awareness of the world's problem. In fact, I think much of the damage to the world is caused by people who just happen to become insanely rich and think it gives them a right to start controlling the world in the way they think it should be. And we know people who become insanely rich aren't necessarily emotionally well-balanced individuals. A lot of them are sociopaths, and I don't want to live in a world under the control of sociopaths. Because they make very, very messy wars for other people to die in. And clean up afterwards. All righty, let's see. JP Morgan Chase is facing another money laundering probe. And we've reached a point here right now where apparently our banks cannot survive except through fraud and criminality. Because gosh darn it, those American people, they're taking their money out of the banks here. And what do you expect us to do? Just go out of business for all that stupid mortgage-backed security fraud? No, we must do fraud and money laundering and keep the drug trade going. I keep thinking back to that clip off of the original TV series of Miami Vice where Crockett and Tubbs follow this trail of drug money laundering to this big Wall Street bank. And this guy is there saying, no, the drug trade must go on. Because without that, these South American countries can't repay their loans and America's economy would collapse. And he just very calmly and says, your investigation isn't going to go anywhere. You might as well just quit now. Speaking of bankers and the evils that they can bring about onto us, apparently payday lender Wonga is making a huge fortune out of their vulture capitalism. The number of payday loans they're handing out rose nearly 300% this last year. And as you're probably already aware, these payday loans basically amount to legalized loan sharking. They have huge, huge interest rates on them. And it's this very sick society we live in where the big bankers on the top created this situation of privation and hardship and poverty, and the little bankers down on the bottom are taking advantage of it every way that they can. Now, I understand that banking can serve a useful purpose in society, in marshaling capital for investment in things that individuals cannot invest in. But when this nation was set up, banking was off to one side. The flow of money went from the government that created it to the people to pay for what the government needed, and it traveled around commerce without accruing interest to a private bank and was taxed back at the end of the cycle to balance the books. Banks were off to one side. It was an option. You had the freedom to decide for yourself if you were going to put your money in the bank. You had the freedom to decide for yourself whether or not you were going to take a loan out from that bank. And as the economy got a little bit worse, people could voluntarily choose, I do not want to borrow more money from the bank until I know I can pay it back. That's a responsible American citizen. But with the advent of the Federal Reserve, the bank got moved into the center and government was put off to one side. All money in circulation begins as a loan at interest from the private central banker. You have lost your freedom to say no to borrowing money from the bank. Every time you handle a Federal Reserve note, you are handling money that is the proceed of a loan. Money your employer borrowed to start his company, money people have borrowed to buy the products, and it circulates through. And just because you're getting in a paycheck, it isn't a gift. It's just more loaned money. And it travels from hand to hand to hand to hand to hand, always accruing interest back to the private central bankers. You've lost your freedom to refuse to handle borrowed money from the private central bank. Now, of course, all paychecks have to go into the bank so they can keep track of your money that way. Now they're trying to get rid of cash because only druggies and terrorists use cash. They want you to use those little pieces of plastic. And the bank gets a piece of the action for every single transaction that you do. That is economic enslavement. That is fascism. We need to get back to the model that made this nation great. Government-issued, value-based currency, banking off to one side, there to serve society or be ignored if they didn't serve society. And that's what made America great. And then in 1913, we were sold into exactly the same kind of banker slavery we fought a revolution to be free of. And look where we are today. It's on the verge of collapse, and all the bankers can think of is, let's start another world war to distract everybody from it. Because that's what worked the last two times. And that's where we are. More and more people are talking about this new quantitative easing. Some are calling it quantitative easing 3, and I'm calling it quantitative easing infinity. Because it's open-ended. The last two QEs had finite amounts of capitalization and finite durations. This one doesn't. It's open-ended. There's no limit on how much money they're going to spend, create, as loans to the American people, the U.S. government. And there's no time limit. It's just going to be right from now on. Where is the money going? $40 billion a month to start. It's going back to the same bankers who made the mess. They're going to give this money to the bankers so the bankers can loan it to you at interest. That's the claim. Unfortunately, the last two times they did quantitative easing, the bankers took most of that money and just put it in their own pockets, salaries and bonuses. And they're going to do it again. There's no reason for them not to. And in any event, we, the American people, are not interested in taking out any more loans. We don't want to use our credit cards. We don't want to have a loan to buy what we need for Christmas. What we want are for the jobs to come back so we can pay the debts we already have. And that is not happening. The only jobs that have been created, the majority of the jobs that have been created are minimum wage, retail, burger flip, healthcare jobs. The high paying jobs that vanished in 2008 have not come back. And so we, the American people, don't want to borrow from the banks anymore. We're trying to de-link from the banks as much as we can. And that, of course, is seen as just caused by the bankers to get a new world war going. Really crank it up. Because that's the model. The whole Federal Reserve is a giant Ponzi scheme. And it works only so long as each new generation of borrowers grows in size to become the new base of the pyramid. They need ever larger pools of borrowers to allow the creation of new money that circulates through the economy to pay the interest on the old money. When the American people stop borrowing because of hard economic times, that's when the Keynesians come out and say, well, the government has to borrow on behalf of the American people in order to keep the system percolating forward, kiting forward, if you want a better term for it. Well, now the government is tapped out. They can't borrow anymore. Because we, the American people, there aren't enough people here to make good on all the treasury bonds the U.S. government has issued. They've created a treasury bond bubble. And there aren't enough human beings whose taxes can make good on all of that paper. So this is the point at which the bankers say, all right, we crank up a good world war that forces everybody to borrow more money to fight the war and then to borrow even more money after that to rebuild from the war. And that's how the scam works. They've done it two times. They got away with it two times. I think this ought to be strike three and you're out for the private central bankers. And by the way, a reminder, on the 22nd of this month, there are going to be protests held in front of every one of the Federal Reserve banks in the United States of America. Be there. Take pictures. Send them in. We will post them. The Federal Reserve System, the private central bank, is an unconstitutional abomination imposed on the American people by a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president. Remember what Woodrow Wilson wrote about the Federal Reserve in his own diary. I have unwittingly destroyed my own country. All righty. Let's see. Got another caller on the line. John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, sir? This is my first call, so I got two questions. One is, I know this is kind of off topic, but what's the SIGAX of the Russians happening right now? I know John Moore discussed that before. And the second one was after the question, I wanted to send a message to other soldiers that are listening to this right now.
Okay, would you repeat your first question about Russia?
The SIGAX. What's the format of what's happening right now with the Russians? Is there any more intel on what's going down?
Well, basically, what's going on with Russia is that when the Soviet Union collapsed and the Russian republics were formed, Putin kicked out their money junkies. They called them the oligarchs, but it's still money junkie by any other name. Sent most of them skedaddling back to Israel, and Israel's been very unhappy about that ever since. Putin.
Yes, sir, I'm asking about the Russians that are coming to America, from what John Moore said.
I am not aware that I know that some Russians are coming to America for a training exercise, but it's not a particularly large group. And I know a lot of people are concerned that in the event of an armed revolution in this country, the U.S. government knows they cannot rely on their own soldiers any longer and that they will try and bring in foreign mercenaries to put us slaves back in our pens. But I don't have any more details beyond that.
Yes, sir. Well, I've had a couple soldiers who went training in Camp Shelby, Mississippi, and he had word from some Green Berets there that to be prepared for October, and he wouldn't give them any details on it. So I don't know the pertaining details on that aspect. And the other thing is that there are soldiers in across the United States, especially in my unit, that are waking up to this.
Yes.
I have them listen to your show all the time, and they're aware that something's going to happen. My second question is what would be a form of currency if this collapse happens in October? I was guessing food, water, and ammunition would probably be the main source of barter and trade because you can't eat silver or gold.
Well, the food, water, and ammunition are the commodities, but silver and gold certainly make a form of currency, to sort of deal with the fact that maybe what I have and you have aren't mutually beneficial, but I can buy what you have with silver and gold. I'm not sure silver and gold necessarily are going to be enough of a currency for the nation to recover, but I would expect, based on prior history, local communities will abandon the dollar and they'll start issuing their own currencies to simply smooth commerce among themselves. And far beyond the idea of a local currency, we need to make sure our local communities are self-sufficient. Local food, local manufacturing, got to take a break for commercials.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Allicin C is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual allicin of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allicin only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allicin C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allicin C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And in response to what John was saying, communities will always come up with a currency or a medium of exchange. I've mentioned many times this story about during the last depression, the second greatest depression. Back in the 1930s, there was this town where the town newspaper started printing up certificates good for free advertising in his newspaper and started using them to trade for what he needed to keep the newspaper going, ink, paper, office supplies, and so forth. And they became viewed as more reliable and trustworthy, a holder of value, than the U.S. dollar at that time. And this entire town was basically carrying on its commerce with all these printed certificates from the newspaper, good for advertising, because that's a, something we recognize to be of value. And so people will always come up with a medium of exchange. That's not the problem. The problem is to make sure that your local community is able to take care of itself. See, part of the enslavement mechanism is to enforce dependency on the people, to force you to be dependent on the government for your money, to force you to be dependent on giant food corporations bringing food from thousands of miles away for your next meal, large corporations for your water, large corporations for whatever. The whole idea of segmenting the planet and putting all the food production here and all the electronics manufacture over here and all of this over here and all this over here was to make you a slave to the people who control those lines of communication, those shipping lines, the container ships, the vans, the trucks, and so forth. So far more important than being prepared to have a local currency is to start working within your local community right now to develop self-sufficiency, and mostly that means developing your own local supplies of water, getting as much food gardening as you can get going right now. Because if you've got those two covered, food and water, you will survive the coming troubles. And those are far more important. That local community able to provide all of its own needs locally is more important than worrying about what kind of medium of exchange you are going to use. So, again, dictatorship lies in forcing dependency on you. Freedom lies in independence. That's why they called that. That's why they call it Independence Day. They don't call it Freedom Day or Revolution Day or the day we kicked the British out of here. We call it Independence Day, the day we were no longer forced to be dependent on the Bank of England for our currency, no longer forced to be dependent on the British East India Company for our tea, no longer forced to be dependent on the knitting mills of Manchester and Leeds in England for our clothing. Independent. We'll take care of ourselves. That's what it means. Will it mean a lowered lifestyle? Yes, it will. Will you be happier with that? Probably. Much more important than the medium of exchange is to start working within your local community right now so that the community can provide its own needs locally, so that you are not hostage to somebody with a cargo ship or an oil tanker. All righty. So, going to take a break for station identification here. And before we go to station identification, they're running this thing on the corporate media. Hezbollah is behind all these riots. They're looking for somebody to blame. They're so desperate to sell you the idea that these people just don't like America because of how America's been behaving. It's all the fault of Hezbollah. It's the fault of Iran. They hate our freedoms. They hate our pop music. We'll be right back.